More women than men use social media. That's according to several studies. And lots of women musicians are going online to connect with fans and sell records without having to depend on help from the major record labels. NPR's Laura Seidel has the latest report in our series, Hey Ladies, Being a Woman Musician Today.
If there is a poster child for the independent woman artist of today, it might be Zoe Keating. The 38-year-old cellist comfortably supports her young son and husband by performing and selling her music. Keating is classically trained, though she has played with a rock band or two. Now she usually plays solo with a MacBook at her feet. Using a software program she wrote, Keating creates interwoven loops of her music on the computer as she performs. She says the music industry didn't know what to do with her.
I approached record labels and managers and agents. They all said, well, what you do is interesting, but what's the story? We can't figure it out. It's kind of complicated, and it seems kind of niche, and it doesn't really seem like it would go anywhere.
If Keating's music wasn't easily classified, her look wasn't right for the record companies either.
I do think it's kind of harder for women to be noticed if they're not young and sexy and hot. And I don't think I'm young, sexy, and hot.
Keating is striking in a very unconventional way. She has a pile of red dreadlocks on top of her head and pale, almost translucent skin. She's a former information architect and made a living in the tech world before she became a full-time musician.
I think that social media is really like the only way for somebody like me to craft my image.
And Keating has done it masterfully. She has more than 1.3 million followers on Twitter, which she adopted early on. She tweets about everything from how best to get her cello on a plane to where she's playing next and how much she loves the view from a cabin in Colorado.
That's what fans want now. They want to know you. They want to have, like, your album right here, and they feel like they know you personally.
Keating's fans pushed her most recent album, Into the Trees, to number 7 on the Billboard Classical charts. And that's without any formal publicity. Older musicians are tapping into social media, too.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
1987, Suzanne Vega hit the top of the international charts with Luca off her second album, Solitude Standing. Although many of Vega's subsequent albums got good reviews, she never had that kind of hit again. Vega was dropped by 2 record labels.
The idea of putting out a new album with nobody to release it to was disturbing to me.
Vega began to use social media to gather up her fan base. She assembled more than 30,000 friends on Facebook and has had more than 600,000 views on her MySpace page. She is also re-recording and releasing on her own label all of her old music so that she can reap the performance royalties. Whereas the information on her old albums was devoted to her dark lyrics, with social media, Vega fans can see more of her.
Because what I do through Twitter and what I do through the Facebook and even sometimes the blogs is I'm much more able to show my sense of humor and my personality than just, say, the lyrics, which tend to be very serious.
Vega has a list of the people who follow her and respond to her postings.
The idea that there could be someone in Turkey, for example, who was a fan that I didn't know that could write to me directly, and that when I went to perform in Turkey, she would actually be there at the shows, that was amazing to me.
But it isn't so surprising to Linda Abraham, an analyst at ComScore, who did a study of how men and women use social media. ComScore tracks online behavior. The study found that 56% of women say they use the internet to stay in touch with people, compared with only 46% of men. In general, women spend more time online, too. And that was true no matter what country ComScore studied.
You often find one pattern of behavior in one part of the world and a different pattern of behavior in another part of the world. But the study that we did with regard to social media specifically, regardless of the cultural differences, this kind of tendency for women to be more social than men on the internet superseded those cultural differences.
But hearing a marketing person talk about social media is exactly what worries Rebecca Gates.
Now you will have a Facebook page, and you will have a Friendster page, and Posterous. And I'm kind of like, oh, dude, I thought this was the new times.
In the old times, Gates was one half of the Spinanes. When the Spinanes hit almost 20 years ago, they were sold as an unusual combination of chick singer, guitarist, and a drummer. Thanks to social media, Gates can fill out the old image.
I am getting a chance to present a lot more well-rounded and sort of faceted persona.
Or, as cellist Zoe Keating put it, for a lot of women, the only way to move forward is to make your own path. Get out your machete and cut your way through. Or click your way through. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.